Mike Gallagher.
One thing Bill Bennett has known in his lifetime is there's nothing that succeeds like success, and his partnership with John Cribb over the authorship of some books has been a huge success. John Cribb is president of the Palmetto Creative Group, a communications firm. He also co-authored The Educated Child with Dr. Bennett. They have a new book out together. I can't wait to wrap my brain around it. America the Strong, Conservative Ideas to Spark the Next Generation. This is so desperately needed right now, considering the way the left characterizes all of us crazy extremist conservatives. William J. Bennett, Dr. Bennett to you and me, and John Cribb, both joining us on our guest lines to talk about not only the news of the day, because there is a lot of breaking news, but their new book, America the Strong. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. How have you been?
Just great. Thank you, Mike, and happy to talk about the breaking news.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. And John, thank you for joining us as well. Let's start with you, Dr. Bennett, for just a moment. Big news out of Washington, of course, with the Pope's visit today and all that going on, but also Speaker John Boehner making a decision to step down and resign from his speakership and his seat, giving up his seat at the end of October. Your thoughts over Speaker Boehner's decision?
Yeah, town's a buzz. Right decision. You know how much criticism the Speaker's been getting. It is time, and we'll see a lot of scrambling for that position. I'm seeing some of the people line up already, Mike.
There's been, you know, a lot of negativity about Speaker Boehner, and yet the act of defunding Planned Parenthood, that's not an easy lift. I mean, this guy's has been in a tough position, although I think it's fair to say that there are a lot of Republicans who have felt let down by Speaker Boehner.
Yeah, there are a lot, but I think a lot of it has not been careful. If you look at the entire record, this guy has stood up a lot. Some of the sins of the Senate have been blamed on John Boehner. It's not fair. I know him. He has basically done what his group has wanted to be done. And so for that, I think we should be grateful. But as time's passed, people understand that. He understands that. People want new leadership, and you got to yield to the people.
Well, there will be new leadership indeed as Speaker Boehner holds a press conference here momentarily. We'll carry it after we talk to these great guys about this new book. And Bill, I'm thrilled that once again you guys have teamed up to deliver a message, and in this case, about what conservatism really means. I mean, I think young people think they know what it means to be a conservative as defined by the left. And it's a,
right.
It's a distortion. That's
right.
Sort of the purpose of the book, right?
Yeah, no, great point. And John can speak to this in regard to, for example, the Bernie Sanders phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, why is it that 40% of Americans identify as conservative, only 25% liberal, but conservatives, particularly young conservatives, sign themselves on defense? That's because of the elite institutions, you know, a lot of most of the media, the universities, and so on, have conservatives on the defense and say conservatism means intolerance, bigotry, et cetera. It does not, and that's what this book is about. So if you have a son or a grandson or granddaughter or nephew, niece, neighbor who is going to a university or just going out into the world, and you want to equip that student to be able to defend his ideas about traditional values, about free enterprise, about the environment, this is the book, America Strong.
John Cribb, let's talk about these five fundamental principles that Dr. Bennett referred to, summarized by the word flint. I like the way this is laid out.
Yeah, we think it's a great acronym, and it actually came from a listener to Bill's show, called in one day, and he said, you know, those principles, I always like to remember them by the word flint, free enterprise, limited government, individual liberty, natural events, and traditional values, and we thought, mm-hmm. That's pretty good. So, We build the book around those five principles. But Mike, you'll like this. The idea for this book was born in Spartanburg, South Carolina, on the way to school, listening to WGTK 94.5, the best radio station in the upstate. And my older daughter, who's in high school, started asking questions like, you know, Dad, just exactly what is a conservative and what do they believe in? Why don't they like big government spending and those kind of questions? And I quickly realized it's not so easy to come up with answers that young people, you know, will satisfy them and they can understand. So I started talking to Bill about it, and this book was born.
I always love it when I have a chance to visit with Dr. Bennett and the wonderful, lovely Mrs. Bennett, and John Cribb comes up, and we always talk about our Carolina connection. So I'm glad you certainly carry the South Carolina image very, very high. Bill, let's talk a little bit about the questions. And this is what I love about the way your book is laid out. 100 very basic questions, things like, well, do conservatives hate government? What's wrong with an open border? Why can't all the rich people pay all the taxes? I mean, again, this seems to be designed to address young people who are hearing a distorted, warped view of conservatism, and yet there's a lot of rock-ribbed 50, 60, 70-year-old Republicans and conservatives who could stand to read this book as well.
Well, you're right about that, Mike. You know, Cribb and I wrote the Book of Virtues for young people, but found out a lot of middle-aged people like those stories, too. So, yes, sir, you're absolutely right. When we framed these questions, and thanks for focusing on that, Mike, we went back and forth saying, is this what it is you hear? If you're a conservative, is this what you run into at a cocktail party or a class at a university? Someone saying, why are you guys bigoted? You know, why do you guys hate the rainforest? And so we tried to frame the questions in just the way a conservative person will hear the challenge and then answer it the term for term. You know, one of the things I always tried to do in public life was to answer the question that's asked. And that's what we try to do here. Here's what the liberals are going to say. Here's how you answer it.
Sure.
It's a practical book, America the Strong.
And this practicality has been on display with the Pope's visit this week. Clearly, yes, this Pope focuses on, I think, for lack of a better phrase, income inequality. He talks about the wealth that people have and poverty. The income inequality issue is one that's a favorite of Democrats, particularly folks like Hillary and Bernie Sanders. And yet here along comes Donald Trump, who celebrates his wealth, celebrates, financial success in this country. That's a really important issue to focus on, guys, isn't it, when it comes to the perception that people have about the way income is divvied up, if you will, in our country.
I'll just say something very briefly and throw it to Cribb. But, yeah, look, not everybody believes they're going to be rich. But in America, a lot of people believe their kids are going to be rich and ought to be rich. And you know what? In America, that dream often comes true. It's often absolutely right. But John ought to speak to that. John, you ought to mention the Liberty and the
system. Yeah, just real quickly, Bill and I were at Liberty University in Virginia on Wednesday, and Bernie Sanders had been there a few days before that to talk to the students, and we kind of rebutted him because he came down and told them that this is an unjust society and that, it's not a fair place and it's a racist, founded on racist principles and all this stuff. But anyway, we spoke to the inequality theme, and we reminded students, as we do in our book, that this country has, through free enterprise, has lifted more people out of poverty than any other. It's lifted millions of people out of poverty and offered millions of people the opportunity to prosper. Kids need to hear that because they, even at Liberty University, which is a fantastic place, when we were through speaking, both the students and the professors came up to us and said, thank you so much. We needed to hear that. We wanted that rebuttal.
Well, and even the texts we're getting as we're talking about income inequality, Rick from Queens writes, wealthy people always talk as if they have it tougher than a person struggling to feed their kids and keep a roof over their head. Conservatives, this is why we resent conservatives who feel this way. That's such a misperception. It's just not true. Yet the left has done a good job of convincing people that that's the way it is with conservatives.
Yeah, what we do, one of the things we do in the book is remind people that thought experiment that some great classroom experiment some great imaginative professor did. We got tired of hearing this from a student, so what he did is he took all the grades from the exam and averaged them all out, so everyone had exactly the same. The kids who were failing were happy, but the kids who were getting A's were not happy at all. He kind of killed incentive.
There goes incentive. Two of my favorite voices in America, Bill Bennett, John Cribb, congratulations on America the Strong, Conservative Ideas to Spark the Next Generation. I know it's going to be a huge hit, and I'm very, very grateful for both of you fighting the good fight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Great having you joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show.